This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining you tonight is Ian.
It's funny.
Aria.
And Aria.
Yes, and you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program here. We have a lot, as always, to discuss, including bugs. This whole big
poor Conan. He's not here for this.
Yeah, I am sad that we're leaving Conan out of this one, because this is definitely one of his big issues.
But he hates hearing about it, so.
But Bonnie, you had a story tonight about this push that the people in, like, the World Economic Forum and, you know, big politician industry
Hollywood
types.
Now.
Hollywood. Is promoting the eating of bugs. Didn't you tell me you saw, was it yesterday or today, that apparently Nicole Kidman was it?
Yeah, it's from this article.
Okay. Apparently, so Nicole Kidman, you know, famous actress, is apparently now pushing bug eating in a video where she eats some kind of worm.
She eats some mealworms and some horned worms, which are big green worms.
So she's not even processing the things, she's just, like, eating them?
There, she says in them, she has, like, them in little chopsticks, and she says, it's still alive.
Or she ate it alive.
Accent.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Normally
Which,
you...
I mean, it's like, it's supposed to be like, oh, this is better for the environment, but you're also killing a thing with your teeth, that's horrible.
Like, normally when this stuff has been pushed, at least from what we've seen so far, because, again, we have covered this a few times with Conan on Tuesday nights, normally you see it's like a fried thing.
Yeah, like, they like process it.
They're trying to make it more palatable for people, you know, frying it and putting breading on it or something, right? Like, they're trying to pass this off. They're grinding up the bugs and they're putting
it
in flour.
Bug butter at one point.
Ew.
Yeah, and then there was a company in Canada that had, like, a flour that they made from the bugs that was being used in the snacks. They were, like, making the equivalent of, like, Cheetos or some sort of, like, puffed, what would normally be like a puffed rice snack or some puffed corn snack, but they did it with bugs, and you wouldn't know unless you read the ingredients on the back side of the bag. So there seems to be different approaches. There's the approach of, let's hide the bugs in the product and hope people don't notice. Then there's the approach of, well, yeah, you're eating bugs, but look, it's fried, and we put some salt on it, so it won't be as bad. And now you're saying they're just coming out with video of Hollywood stars eating bugs while they're still alive.
Yeah, she says that it's like her secret talent or something. Or one, not her secret talent, but she's like, one of my many talents.
Is eating bugs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just learn to play guitar.
Well, she's at the end of her career, right? Like, when's the last time you saw a Nicole Kidman movie?
Bombshell.
When was that?
I've never seen Bombshell anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't even know she was still doing movies.
It was about Fox News.
So her solution for resurrecting her dying career is to eat mealworms?
Apparently.
I think that it's part of one of those things that they got to do because to stay in the in crowd, the eyes wide shut crowd.
She's in that movie, by the way.
She's washed up, right? As you pointed out, she's at the tail end of her career. This movie that you
old.
Pointed out.
She's not washed up as in, like, nobody likes her, cares about her, anything like that. She's just getting old. But she's
watched
good in this video. Yeah.
Did it gross you out?
But, I mean, what's...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she's just getting old, but she's at the end of her career. When, as you pointed out, the last movie she was in that was popular, I guess, was 2019. That was 3 years ago, and I've never seen it or heard about it.
I don't really, like... follow her or anything like that, so maybe she's been in more things. That's just the last thing I could think of.
That's fair.
My friend is obsessed with the Bombshell soundtrack. Yeah, the soundtrack, which is a little, you know, random, but some people really like it.
Movie.
Some people are like big fans of that movie. I thought it was amazing when I went and saw it. It was so funny.
I've never heard of it. But
so,
I've heard of eating bugs, and I've heard of Nicole Kidman. Now, wasn't she also like Catwoman or something? Wasn't she a Catwoman?
No, I don't think so.
What was the big movie she was in?
She's a nice white shot. She was in The Body Snatchers, right? The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, or one of those.
I don't think so.
She was in one of those where you can't tell if they're infected yet until you start talking to, or whatever. That, one of those. I thought it was called The Invasion of Body Snatchers.
I'll have to look on IMDb.
She was married to Tom Cruise.
They show in this video, I'm watching some of the video, where they're showing like this, the bugs just squirming around. It's disgusting.
She says, it's very juicy and watery. I can't quite explain the flavor, but it's good. It's refreshing. When she eats
refreshing?
A big blue-green horned worm.
I don't
believe it.
I don't want to hear about bugs being like nature's fruit gusher.
I know, right?
This is just like, it's so juicy. Okay.
You would want to be anything but that. Like, you'd want to not even notice it if you had to eat bugs.
That juice is like...
guts.
Yeah, and blood and gross. So
what do we need to know about this, Bonnie?
He starts off saying, the World Economic Forum hates you. To fully understand why the elite wants us to eat bugs, we must first wrap our heads around one important fact. They're looking to redefine what it means to be a human on the Earth. They believe that we have too many freedoms and that we consume too many resources. This is thevigilantcitizen.com, or just vigilantcitizen.com, by the way. At the forefront of this movement is the World Economic Forum. In short, they see us as cattle. Other than restricting every aspect of our lives, they also want us to consume much fewer resources. This is where the bug-eating agenda comes in. Using buzzwords such as sustainability, the global elite is defining what is a responsible diet while increasingly shaming those who eat meat. And he shows a little graph that they made showing how much greenhouse gases are emitted when you eat an insect or a chicken or a pig or a cow. And the most is cow, like it shows the number 2,800, I don't know, in grams. And it's only 2 grams of greenhouse gases when you eat an insect.
That's all well and good, but these people lecturing us are like Leonardo DiCaprio flying around in private jets and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I really don't care what they have to say.
Yeah, I don't either. I really don't care about the greenhouse gases, because if the world gets warmer, it's fine by me.
If you think cows are bad for the environment, you probably live in a city. Far away from where cows live peacefully with the earth and have forever.
I don't know if cows are, good or bad for the environment, but I also don't really care. I mean, as you pointed out, if these greenhouse gases, this carbon dioxide in particular, if they get out of control and there's too much or whatever, I mean, we already know how nature takes care of these things. It will produce more trees, and the trees become more efficient at processing carbon dioxide, and at the same time, humans can't breathe carbon dioxide and will be uncomfortable out there in the heat, so the human population will dwindle and will become less able to produce greenhouse gases. And in
nature,
the grand scheme of things,
methods.
Yes, it will solve itself. Without me having to eat bugs.
What else, Bonnie?
Well, so next is the video of Nicole Kidman, which you can't really play on the air because it's more something to watch than to listen to.
Then I don't want to watch it or listen to it.
He says, a big movie star was enlisted to semi-seductively eat insects on camera to convince you to do the same. This is cringy propaganda 101.
And I don't know if I could call her a big movie star at this point.
She's pretty big. I mean, she's just not that so much anymore. Like,
I've got her IMDb pulled up here. And I guess there's some big-name movies here, but, like, none of them are rated much higher than 7.
Mm.
So it looks like she's in a lot of crap.
I think mostly she was married to Tom Cruise. Or if not married, they dated.
Okay.
It also has a video here of a movie star named Lupita Nyong'o, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, and she was the mom / the main character in Us, the Jordan Peele movie, and it shows her eating bugs. She's eating it on like a slice of fruit, looks kind of like a mango or something.
Oh, I'll do that to a mango.
Ants all over it, and then she eats the bite of it, and she says, oh, it's really good, it's really, really good.
There's ants on it?
Like dead ants, but all over it, and that's how it's like, seasoned. Which, you could just eat a mango. A mango is so much better than eating bugs like that. But if they're not allowing you any other protein, I guess that's how you gotta swallow it down.
You can eat legumes, man, like peas and beans and stuff if you need protein.
Ugh. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to comment on the bug-eating propaganda that is apparently ramping up now with Hollywood celebrities being recruited, apparently by the WEF. Now, they haven't really tied in exactly how the WEF, the World Economic Forum, is a part of this, so I hope we'll learn.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about the bug-eating propaganda that is cranking up now with Nicole Kidman in a video that came out a couple years ago. So this isn't...
Okay.
This is this thing has been going on, but it's getting reported on VigilantCitizen.com. It's a site that Bonnie and I have been aware of for probably the last decade, roughly. Interesting, kind of eye-opening site.
I've been reading it since 2011.
Yeah. Very, very interesting content there, and he's sort of, it's a more, the article that you have is more about the push.
An overview of all the propaganda. So sorry, I didn't think it was new, because this is a new article, but...
Yeah, the video is a little bit from back in 2018, January of 2018. It's got over a million views. The original version was on Vanity Fair's channel, and it is... presented as secret talent theater, where they're claiming that they have some of the biggest actors and actresses showing off their secret talents, from Oprah Winfrey cleaning up dog poop and Emma Stone hopping on a pogo stick, Natalie Portman translating Hebrew slang, and Dakota Johnson sticking things in her teeth. The cover stars of Vanity Fair's The Hollywood Issue have more than a few tricks up their sleeve.
Sounds like completely pointless and easy to do. Things.
It's
like,
garbage.
I pick up dog poop every day.
It sounds like the Guinness Book of World Records, or the Guinness World Records over the last decade or so, when, you know, they didn't have any other way of making money than to charge people $5,000 to get proof that they participated in. They have this world record in, like, most hugs given in 30 seconds or
is that
whatever.
How they do they charge people get their listing in?
Right. Well, wow. I mean, they're obsolete, and they're like, we got to continue making money, somehow, so you...
Now you can be in for any old stupid crap you want to pay.
Yeah, I can run, 100 meters faster than anyone else while wearing clogs or whatever.
Yeah, this sounds like a bunch of throwaway videos, with the exception of the bug-eating one. It sounds almost like that the bug-eating one is sort of nestled in here as this subversive propaganda, whereas the rest of it's just useless.
I think we could say that about all of them, though. Like, the Oprah Winfrey or whoever it was cleaning up dog poop is the subversive reminder to clean up after your dog or whatever.
But you don't need to be subversive about that. That's like a believable thing.
Like Oprah Winfrey, she could come out with the ad just like, hey, you need to pick up after your dog because there's no poop fairy, as the signs say.
Yeah, I mean, these other topics are just useless. They're not going to help any sort of... agenda, but then the one that helps the agenda is nestled in there with this video about eating bugs. Nicole Kidman in a very ornately furnished, or not furnished room. It's just her sitting at a table, but there's like fancy drapes behind her. It's very, very nicely laid out. It's, you know, letting you know that this is what the rich and the famous are doing. This is what the elites are into, and you too will soon have an opportunity to join them by eating bugs. But Bonnie, you had the story from Vigilant Citizen.
But they also eat fish eggs? I mean, they can keep their rich person nonsense.
I mean, I've had some fish eggs on sushi.
Okay, fair.
Some sushis have fish eggs on them.
That's true.
So other than using celebrities, the elites, which is what he calls, like, you know, World Economic Forum types.
Mm-hmm.
The people who want to rule the world.
They like to use the quote-unquote news. As you probably know, a great number of quote-unquote news articles are actually thinly veiled attempts at propaganda. So he shows a few. This is from the BBC, April 25th, maybe this year, it doesn't say. Lab-grown meat and insects good for planet and health. He says there are a few things to note about the headline above. First, the push for synthetic meat is part of the same exact agenda.
Okay, now this I'm interested in hearing about, because to me, synthetic meat just on its face doesn't seem like a problem. But then again, I'm somebody who doesn't really care about genetically modified things. Like,
what do they mean by synthetic meat?
I think lab-grown meat is the kind where they're using like stem cells or whatever to grow meat, and never tried and probably wouldn't try that because
it's
creepy and gross.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
And a lot of people aren't, but I wouldn't because it's gross and creepy.
I mean, if it feeds more people, I'm all for it.
Right, that's the idea. Is the concept would be that, okay, well, instead of having to slaughter animals, you could just grow the exact same meat, maybe better
That's
quality.
That's so unnatural. There has to be ramifications that wouldn't work. Like, there are so
it's
many bad
from stem
things.
Stem cells, right? So, I mean, by definition.
I just said stem cells. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know how they're making it either, but I would prefer to eat, if it's, you know, quote, real meat, if it's actual meat, I would prefer to eat meat that did not come from a murdered animal versus meat that did.
I don't know. I just think that there would be really bad ramifications on your health for doing something so unnatural, and there already are for the way that we treat animals and the soil. We're already so much sicker than people used to be because we're putting all these horrible nitrate fertilizers on things instead of just using cow poop.
Or humans are living longer than ever. And people who are in their
40s. Because they're hiked up on things, not because they're actually healthy.
I don't know. People in their 40s and 50s look like people in their 20s and 30s from a few decades ago.
I don't really think I believe that. Like, first of all, there's a big internet conspiracy where lots of people are saying, why did people in their 20s look so old? Even back just in, like, the 70s and, like, when we first got video cameras. And I've always thought that as a kid. I've always thought, why do people in, like, 80s movies, they're supposed to be teenagers and they look like my mom and dad. They look so old.
Well, that's because they were hiring actors
in their
20s.
It's not just that. Like, there'll be videos of people in high school, like, actual videos of actual high schools, and they'll be like, why do these people look grown up? They look so much older than they do what people do now.
But on the other side, Bonnie, there's people who say that teenagers look older now than they used to because of all the alleged human growth hormone or whatever, the hormones that they're feeding the cows and they're drinking the milk or whatever. Kids are supposedly hitting puberty at earlier ages.
Well, there's, like, people wearing makeup where they wouldn't have been, so they look like they're older teenagers and stuff like that. But I think this is different. I think it's weird the way that people used to look like they were haggard and, you know, like, used up in their teens, and now people don't look like that.
In my experience, it seems to be true, at least on the average. I mean,
What's true?
That people look younger than they used to.
Okay.
Or, I don't know how to phrase that correctly.
I used to always say, is, like, the hot girl in this 80s movie, why does she look like she's, like, in her 30s? Like, not in, like,
she
a good way
was.
Either.
She probably was in her 30s.
But they could be supposed to be, like, in their 20s. Why couldn't they get a 20-year-old actor? And the actress would be in her 20s. Like, I can't think of an example because I hate the 80s. Like, I don't want to just sit around watching 80s movies.
I mean, you might be right. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what you guys think out there. The number is 603-283-6160. And maybe you're right about the lab-grown meat. I think it's early to really say what the health ramifications are going to be of this. There are a lot of people who look at genetically modified foods, and they call them frankenfoods, and, oh, my God, it's a bad thing. And
well, the other thing, the other kind of synthetic meat isn't just, you know, like stem cells or whatever, however they do that, like, grown. It's just stuff that's not meat packaged as, like, you know, an alternative to meat.
You're talking about, like, the vegetarian crap,
like,
right?
Beyond Burgers and stuff. And now I saw an article the other day, Beyond Burger may, like, be bad for you. We're just finding out.
Possibly. I think it'd be interesting to see, though. I know you're going to end up probably seeing taste tests where people won't be able to tell the difference, that kind of thing, between lab-grown meat and normal meat. And it is going to be a big attraction to folks like Arya, who are definitely of a preference of not slaughtering animals. Now, on the downside, if the society goes towards the lab-grown meat and slaughtered animals becomes a very, very small minority, it actually will result in fewer animals in those species existing. Like, the reason why cows and chickens, there's so many of them, is because, well, we like the way they taste. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official says the central bank is intently focused on controlling inflation. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans describing it as job one. The Fed has been raising interest rates throughout this year in a bid to tame record high inflation. The recovery process in Southwest Florida is moving along in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. Speaking in Port Charlotte, Governor Ron DeSantis saying he has made funds available to help small businesses that were hurt by the storm, and some of the businesses that have applied for the loans will be getting awarded those today. DeSantis saying there's a major focus on restoring schools to get kids back in the classrooms as soon as possible. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Columbus Day at the closing bell, the Dow losing 93 points to close at 29202. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, Aria in the studio tonight. And, of course, the inflation numbers for the month of September are expected out this week. That's probably going to be on Wednesday. I wouldn't get my hopes up too much that you'll see a dramatic decrease. And, of course, even if you do see a decrease in the official number, it still means prices are going up, just at a slightly lower clip than before. Of course, it could go up as well. Who knows? Inflation is definitely getting worse, and everybody's feeling it when it comes to buying things at the store. So what do you do? How do you shift from the current status quo to something that puts you more in control of your resources and your wealth? Well, savvy investors are diversifying into gold and silver with BullionMax.com. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. And now you can get one of their most popular products, the gold back, which is in stock, but supplies are going fast. The new Wyoming gold backs are now available. They're gorgeous. And, of course, you can still get Utah and New Hampshire and Nevada. Those are the four states that are available. And I don't know which ones may or may not be sold out at this moment. I didn't check just before we went on the air, but you can go and see it for yourself by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. Goldbacks, if you don't know, are beautiful interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet made of real gold. I carry them in my wallet. I love offering people the gold back as payment. It always brings up a conversation in a lot of cases. It's a great outreach tool. They're fun to tip with. I like to leave them as an additional tip, so I like to tip well in cash and then ask the waiter or waitress, hey, do you like gold? And usually it stops them dead in their tracks because they don't get asked questions like that by customers. And oops, sorry about that, Aria.
No, sorry. It's an unusual question, and you know, who can say no to that? Especially when you whip it out and it's actually this beautiful piece. Like, hey, you don't like gold?
I was like, do I like gold? What do you mean by that? Like, yeah, I like gold,
right?
But they don't expect to get paid in it or anything.
Yeah, it's. I think I've only ever had one person turn it down. I think almost everybody that I've offered it
to. Who the hell turns down gold?
That dumb teenage girl.
Person. So anyway, bullionmax.com/FPL. You can get your gold backs there. And by the way, they got all the usual like ounces and, you know, ounces of silver and gold and all kinds of a huge variety of gold and silver products. So if you're just looking for gold and silver to stack in a safe, you probably don't want to get the gold back for that. Gold backs are for using. Gold backs are for spending and sharing. But check them out over at bullionmax.com/FTL. As we continue here, Bonnie, you were telling us a story about Nicole Kidman, or this one aspect of it, the World Economic Forum recruiting big Hollywood celebrities, including the one of the stars of the movie Us, to eat bugs on camera in order to normalize the idea of consuming insects. And in the video with Nicole Kidman, she even eats some of these bugs alive and claims that they're exquisite, among other claims.
I'm just going to take her word for it, you know?
And not try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They may be the best thing ever, but it's a bug, right? And I'm all for doing, I don't want to say gross things, I'm all for that sort of gross-out mentality. I don't personally do it, but I like
it. You like a good horror movie, for instance.
I find it enjoyable. I have a coworker who will do stuff like that, who will eat, like, pickle-flavored jelly beans or whatever, or pickle-flavored cotton candy, or just generally disgusting things like that. And I ordered a dehydrated tarantula, and he's going to eat one of the legs, and it's going to be gross.
You're going to eat some of it?
I'm not going to eat any of it.
Well, you said he's going to eat one of the legs, so I thought you meant, I'm going to eat the rest of it.
No, I'm going to watch him eat one of the eggs.
Legs. Now, is it a thing to just eat the leg, or do some people eat the entire tarantula?
If he wants to eat the entire tarantula, I'm not going to stop him.
Ugh.
But I don't think I could bring myself to do it.
Thick, you know, and furry.
Yeah. So is the leg, though, right? You got to break it off, and then,
is he going to eat it raw or cook it or something?
I don't know how that comes. I guess they're...
Has he done this before? And is like
not with a tarantula.
Okay.
If they're dehydrated, you probably can't just, like, cook them. But he could dip it in something, make it less
some of
gross.
These bugs are fried, for instance, so that's another option.
You know, I like that sort of thing. It amuses me to watch other people
you.
Do... No, I mean, it amuses me, like, if she was doing it for the gross-out factor, like they do in, like, Fear Factor or whatever, watch me eat these Madagascar hissing cockroaches or whatever, but she's like, no, I love this. This is great.
Yeah, she seems like a lie, for one thing. Like,
yeah, that's the part so that... Good. Yeah, I don't enjoy that. But if she was like, hey, guys... For $5, I'll eat this bug. Like, okay, you have my attention.
Yeah, I didn't watch the full video. I do have it pulled up here. I know you said you didn't want to even hear it, and
I don't really mind.
Did play some of it during the break. It didn't cause you to keel over or anything, so I may play some of this because
I don't object.
At one point in this video, it appeared as though she reacted before she even tasted the bug. So it seemed very fake. The way this thing has been set up. But let's continue, Bonnie, with your story about this. Because it's more than just Nicole Kidman. This is just one aspect.
He's talking about the general propaganda that's popping up everywhere. So he read a headline from a BBC claiming that eating insects is good for the planet and health. Then there's another one here from The Economist saying edible insects and lab-grown meat are on the menu. And he just says, you know, that's that just pointing out that they're promoting it in the news. He says, of course, the elite knows that very well that indoctrination is most effective on young people. It is during their formative years that humans adopt habits that will follow them for the rest of their lives. For this reason, the bug-eating agenda is infiltrating schools worldwide.
Mm.
In the following video, children are temporarily allowed to remove their masks to eat crickets. They're creating a compliant WEF-friendly generation. We can't really play the video, but...
Wow.
The next thing is a poster that Ian saw, and I showed it to Ian before, is also on Mitchell Sisson.
This is appearing in schools in California, right?
You know how there's lots of posters on the wall in schools that say, like,
propaganda.
I before E, except after C, or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And this one has 10 reasons you should eat bugs. Do you want to hear the 10 reasons?
This is for kids. Little
kid cartoons of like kids of all different colors.
But this is dangerous, right? Because there are bugs everywhere, and you don't want 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds walking around, you know, grabbing random bugs and eating them.
That's a good point.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, you're right. There's things like wasps, but also just like a bug that you don't know what it's been
exposed to.
I would have to fact check this because I don't think a school would actually do as evil as they are. There's too much risk of lawsuits involved here. Like, my kid, you know, is allergic to yellow jackets and bees, and, you know, they ate this bee because the school poster told them to.
Well, you can look it up. It says bugsfordinner.com.
The bugs, the number 4?
Nope.
But that doesn't mean it appears in schools. That's the only part that I find unlikely.
It says it's plastered in California public schools. Do you want to hear the 10 reasons?
Bugsfordinner.com does not exist.
I do want to kind of hear the 10 reasons, though.
1, lots of kids are eating bugs. 2 billion people eat bugs. That's nearly 1/3 of the world's population.
Yeah, well, if 2 billion people jumped off a bridge, would you do it?
They're also likely the least wealthy, the most poor of the world's population. People that are literally scraping to eat anything that they possibly can. And so bugs are on the menu because it's an option.
So number 2, you can educate others. You can teach people that there are at least 10 great reasons to eat bugs. Number 3 is they're tasty. Bugs are roasted, and that makes them crunchy. They can be flavored and eaten as snacks. They can even be covered in chocolate. 4, bugs can't make us sick like meat can. Meat can carry disease. There's little chance of someone becoming ill from eating bugs. 5.
Little chance. But there's still a chance.
I don't know that many people that just get sick from eating meat anyway. Like, I mean,
are they saying that if you don't cook the meat properly or if you leave it sit for 2 weeks or something after? Because obviously it doesn't stay forever, right? Like, it's going to go bad if you don't put it in the freezer.
And people get food poisoning all the time, but
I'm sure there's some kind of bug that is poisonous if you eat it. They can't all be edible, right?
Number 5, they don't have to look like bugs. When bugs are made into flour, you can't even see them.
Okay, so the site did exist. I went to archive.org and put in bugsfordinner.com, and so it is down at the moment. Maybe a misconfiguration on their server. But it's not clear who is behind this. Intasense LLC? Whoever that is. There's more coming up here. We'll talk more about the push to get humans to eat insects.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the push to get people to eat insects. Bug eating is being pushed by the World Economic Forum and other interests who want to crack down on freedom and control people and stop them from eating the things that they want to eat and propagandize them, apparently, from a very young age. Bonnie, you're sharing a story from VigilantCitizen.com where he cites a poster that is allegedly up in California schools. Now, Aria, you said we should fact check that because, well, it does deserve to be verified.
It is a good plan because it's something that lots of like conservatives would love to just say is true.
Yeah, and it seems unbelievable on its face to some extent, but then when you factor in that it is supposedly in California, okay, now it's sounding a little more believable, and there is a push to eat bugs, so it wouldn't be unbelievable that some people in California would want to see this in schools. We did do a little bit more digging there during the break, and the poster was cited from a website called bugsfordinner.com. That site is currently offline. However, it did exist, and a quick check over at archive.org revealed the site is owned or was owned by a company called Entosense, E-N-T-O-Sense, one word, LLC. And it turns out Entosense does have an active website, which is edibleinsects.com, where they will sell you buttons about promoting eating insects, and they will sell you pounds of various different flavored crickets. And
that exact poster is on that website you're talking about. And then I found an article from csuci.edu, which sounds like something school, district, whatever, saying that CSUCI and Oxnard School District team up for the Edible Insect Project, which is the same name of that website you're talking about. And they had people come to the schools in Oxnard, California. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And explain to kids why they should eat bugs. And, oh, people around the world eat bugs. Like, you can put different flavors on them. little boy is quoted as saying, it's kind of weird, but I like trying new things. I don't know. Maybe
and kids love bugs, right? So,
I mean, some kids do. There's always that one kid that you can pay $5 to eat some mealworm or whatever.
But right. It's kind of messed up because you can tell he's not, like, all about it. They're trying to convince him. It's kind of weird, but I like trying new things, Anthony said. But when asked about what flavor bug he might like to try, he said, I don't know, maybe ranch. It's not like he's like, ranch, I want to try the ranch mealworm.
The edible insects poster that you're talking about here, Bonnie, it's 18 by 24, and they say it is colorful, that will entice children's healthy curiosity. Great for classrooms and kids' rooms. Excellent addition to an entomophagy lesson plan. Entomophagy is the eating of insects, I believe is what that term means. Yeah. All right, so, even though there's not a picture that we've seen yet of this poster up on the wall at the school, the fact that the school board or the school itself has entered into some sort of a program with this particular company does make it pretty plausible.
They at least had people come out there from this company to give some lecture to the kids about eating bugs. I suspect they did not put up these posters, but they stopped just short of that. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, they clearly promoted this to kids.
Yep.
Do you want me to read the rest of the 6 through 10 reasons why?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear the rest of them.
You should eat bugs. Number 6 is they keep us strong and healthy. Bugs have tons of protein, and that's good for your muscles and bones. Other places totally don't have it. I'm just joking now, but other places you can't just get protein from anywhere else but freaking eating bugs, of course.
Well, the propaganda, of course, behind the bugs is that, well, then you're killing these animals instead of those cute animals over there, and so that's better, and quote-unquote, it's somehow better for the environment, and of course, we know schools are pushing environmentalism heavy.
Absolutely.
So this definitely
never
ties
since I was
right
a kid.
In. Yeah. This ties right in with the existing propaganda.
And number 7 is they're good for the environment. Bugs don't need much room, so we have more land for the growing population.
We don't need that, by the way, kids, because there's a ton of empty space right now. It's not like the rest of the United States outside of the cities is all occupied by cows. That's not the case in any way, shape, or form. There's a ton of empty land here and elsewhere in the rest of the world.
A lot of it's just cut off by government.
I've driven pretty extensively across the United States, from New Hampshire to Mississippi to Las Vegas, and there is a lot of empty space. The vast majority of it is empty space.
Right. We're not running
controlled by the government. Like, there's a Rhode Island-sized chunk of New Hampshire, of Utah, that you just can't go on. You can't even fly over because they're testing bombs there.
Well, 2/3 of the land west of the Mississippi is also owned by the federal government, quote-unquote, and so you can't just roll in there and set up your own house and homestead some property because they said you can't. So there's a ton of empty space. I remember, I don't know if it was Penn & Teller's BS, the great television show that they had on for 8 seasons. I think they addressed this issue. Where they talked about how you could basically fit all of the world's population into, relatively small area, like the size of a postage stamp on a typical, map or whatever of the world. Like,
I've heard everybody could fit in Australia.
Yeah, that's probably true. So it's there's a lot of growing that people could do. And then, of course, there are still other ways to grow food that we haven't really exploited, like vertical farming, for instance. Yeah. So it doesn't have to go horizontally. It can go up.
And there's also these lab-grown meats that could help solve the problem.
Another potential solution, yeah.
And GMOs that allow, one tomato plant to produce, 100 tomatoes instead of just 30 or whatever.
Well, there were already scientists that found ways to make crops grow at exponential rates without using nitrites, but the owners of the fertilizer companies and stuff stamped that out. That science doesn't work for us, so, since we have the money, you're going to use nitrite fertilizers instead of the stuff that just comes from nature.
Hmm.
Okay, number 8 is they can help end world hunger. Bugs are cheap to make into food, so lots of people can afford to eat a healthy diet.
But the people who have to resort to eating bugs, as we pointed out, are the ones who are already poor.
Yes.
So it's not helping anything. It's not alleviating anyone's poverty that some people have to. It's just making more people live like they're in poverty.
Yeah, right now you can spend $40 at this website that I was talking about, edibleinsects.com, and you get a pound of crickets that are flavored various different flavors. And
what part of that is supposed to be alleviating poverty? I can get a pound of chicken for significantly less.
Right. So I'm not really sure how it is that this is going to help people who are poor. I guess the idea is that, well, once it scales up, once we have bug manufacturing facilities all over the planet and they're manufacturing bugs at high volumes, then it will become cheaper than chicken and beef. But for right now, it's pretty expensive.
They haven't proven that it's scalable.
No,
first of all,
they want to. I mean, that's.
I doubt that it is. I can't imagine that. If you eliminated even half the meat that human beings eat, on especially Westerners, on a daily basis, and you substitute that with crickets and mealworms and crap, I don't think there's enough room to raise all of those insects. Not to mention transporting them and all the other crap you have to do.
There's
I just don't see it.
One of the things we learned on a recent show was that there is apparently a factory in, I think it was like Ottawa, Canada. It's north of here, not very far. That is like the world's biggest. Yeah, it's like the world's biggest factory to make these bugs, and it's not clear how much they can supply or what. I don't know all the details on it. So this is something they're working on. They are rolling these things out, but until it gets to the point where you can go to Burger King and get the bug burger for less than the price of the actual hamburger, they're going to have a tough time getting people to do this voluntarily. And that was true with the Impossible Burger as well, which I don't know if it has ever come down to the same price. I know that when it came out a few years ago,
it's still more expensive.
It was like a dollar more or something like that to get the Impossible Burger, and now you're saying, Bonnie, there may be some studies that show it could be bad for you in some way. We don't know all the details on that, but, you know, who knows?
I mean, it's probably that most of the people who are eating Impossible Burgers are getting them from, you know, McDonald's or Burger King or wherever, instead of buying them from Hannaford's and cooking them themselves. So when they cook it, it's going to be loaded with salt and all this other crap that McDonald's and Burger King puts in it.
Yeah, that could be true. And I remember hearing about the Impossible Burger that it wasn't necessarily a health food. It's supposed to be like a burger, and so it's not like eating vegetables per se. They put other stuff in the.
It's mostly made of soy.
But there should be nothing that you can do to a edible plant to make it unhealthy, you know?
Well, they load other stuff up in there. Supposedly there's estrogen, I think, that they load up in there.
Well, soy is just, that's just part of, like,
oh, is it?
Soy itself. I mean, there's probably, like, guar gum, all those gums they got to use to stick it together.
Can
and
we
make it.
Number 10
no.
on the list?
10 is it, or 9 is it's cool to try new things, and 10 is they can help us stay fit and trim.
Uh-huh. All right, hour number 3 is coming up. Free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.